This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You're going to like this next story. I guarantee it. Okay. I have been trying all day to come up with a decent play off the famous Men's Warehouse tagline and failing. But here's the deal. Joseph A. Bank, the other big men's retailer, tried to buy Men's Warehouse, and they turned down the deal. But then today, 2 weeks later, Men's Warehouse made the same offer to Joseph A. Bank. This rare reversal is known as a Pac-Man defense. If one company eats the other, they will now be the biggest seller of men's suits out there. Marketplace's David Weinberg has the story.
Both Men's Warehouse and Joseph A. Bank are known for selling low-priced menswear, often through promotional deals like this one.
Buy a sport coat at Joseph A. Bank. Get a second sport coat or blazer, plus any two dress or casual pants absolutely free at Joseph A. Bank.
These are promotional chains that market their clothing to the middle class. And at a time when the middle class is shrinking, demand for suits in general is down since the recession, says retail analyst Nicoletta Panteva.
Partly due to declining discretionary incomes and also partly due to high unemployment, which limited men's need to purchase and wear suits to the office.
Despite an overall decline in menswear sales, Joseph A. Bank and Men's Warehouse have grown post-recession.
Men's Warehouse has grown at 4.6%, while Joseph A. Banks has grown at 10.4% per year.
A merger between the two companies could help fend off competition from other brick-and-mortar retailers.
Some of it's also the discount stores, which is hit and miss, but Ross, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Stein Mart, those places have some pretty good values as well.
Andy Gilchrist is the author of the Encyclopedia of Men's Clothing. He says more discount stores are offering name brands that could lure customers away from Joseph A. Bank and Men's Warehouse, together or apart. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.